Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4606.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
My grandmother. She was a hard worker, a great sense of humor, always was the optimist in the family, thoughtful, caring. So I'd say she probably was the most influential person in our family.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a good friend, son, brother, uncle, and husband someday, if I'm lucky.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Intellectually curious, adventurous, loving, caring, direct, playful, etc. Ad nauseam.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I come from, middle-class background, definitely wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Very large family, 3 brothers, 4 uncles, 9 female cousins. So if I have to, I can speak over someone if I need to. Moved around a lot locally. Fortunately, everyone is in the same state, though. That environment made me handle change and develop patience, though, definitely at a young age.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? If so, how did you develop this attribute?
I'd like to think so, but no, I don't believe I have any super skill set that sets me apart from anyone else. I am a good driver, though, and I never forget a face. So.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
A good sense of humor. Laughter is key throughout life. You gotta be able to laugh at others and yourself. Courage and confidence. It takes a lot of confidence to get out there and be the best person you can be every day, and courage to face life's challenges and obstacles every day as well.
What qualities do you like best in yourself, and which do you like least?
Ooh, on the spot. I think I'm adventurous. I think I have a good sense of humor, quick to laugh. I'm a critical thinker. I'm accepting, great listener, genuine, true to myself, sincere, trustworthy, loyal. Least, I have a mean sweet tooth that's difficult to fight. I'm a bit of a nonconformist occasionally, which has gotten me in trouble. I have difficulty holding my tongue at times as well, but I'm working on that.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I would hope to see myself continue to be adventurous in all areas of my life. And as far as withering, any negative quality I would like to see wither away. Wouldn't we all, unfortunately? Perfection is unattainable.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Mainly confidence and just to believe in yourself and work hard. You know, achieving your goals takes effort. You need to work hard and stay focused. And my parents always love to say work before play, so that served me well throughout life.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Any way I can. We're all pretty busy, so dinner, with the immediate family or extended family, going up north, traveling up north in my state, hiking, you know, things like that, sporting events.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for a birthday or a holiday, and why that gift was so special to you.
I don't really put a lot of value on material items, so I can't say I have a cherished present. What I cherish most is the memories. I cherish all of those. Skydiving was memorable for my 18th birthday. And as far as gifts, I don't know. I guess my first car was pretty special. I think that's pretty special for everybody. Everybody remembers that first car.
Tell me some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
My grandmother used to take me to the drive-in quite a bit to all-night horror movie marathons, and we used to stay up and stuff our face with candy and popcorn, and those are some of my most cherished memories as a kid. I remember watching Poltergeist, getting so scared in the back of our truck that I fell out, and a tub of popcorn actually fell over my head, so those were always good times. Playing out all day and coming home to a hot meal when the sun went down, that was great. I don't even know if kids do that anymore. They sit at home on the couch and play video games. And playing sports. I loved participating in organized sports as a kid. A lot of good memories.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy to read?
Ooh, the Twilight series. No, just kidding. I don't really have a favorite. I don't really get a chance to read much fiction or classic literature. I tried reading Crime and Punishment during a period of my life when I was traveling a lot on planes, but every time I attempted to read it, I fall asleep after 20 minutes. As a child, I loved reading horror books, suspense, read a lot of Dean Koontz. Some of his early stuff that I liked was Midnight, Phantoms, Watchers. Those were all pretty good. Never really got into Stephen King, but most of the books I read now are biographical or historical in nature.
What is your favorite word and why?
Ooh, I do not have a favorite word. Illuminate is pretty cool. I mean, it just sounds good, right? Illuminate. I mean, I studied another language, so when you, as a non-native speaker, when you hear other words, you actually think about it. So as an English native English speaker, you don't really think about it, but you know, if you just sound it out, the words we become accustomed to, they can be pretty crazy, very strange, or it's interesting, especially when you're learning about Russian, or I studied Russian, so you stick on pronunciation, and it makes you really focus on how strange a word can be, and I'd imagine illuminate would be pretty cool.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, and sporting event you attended?
Last movie, a scary movie last weekend, Cabin in the Woods. I love scary movies. Last sporting event was probably a football game, and last book I read, right, probably something technical. I think it was Lean Law for my job. Exciting.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Hiking, exploring the outdoors here in my great state, day trips, traveling. Love staying physically active, lifting weights, boxing, running. Love watching sporting events. I'm a voracious reader. Enjoy writing short film screenplays when I can for fun, and editing short films.
Can you evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you?
Ooh, time living abroad. That would count as one of my most significant experiences. Expanded my horizons quite a bit. Spent time in a couple different countries. Military service, that definitely would count as a significant experience. Taught me how to work effectively alongside racially, socioeconomically, and geographically diverse group of people, which I may not have been exposed to otherwise. So I count those two as very, very significant.
Can you choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, who you would like to interview and explain why?
That's a very tough question for a history major to answer. So I went with fiction. I would like to interview Captain James T. Kirk.
Not Spock, huh?
Not Spock, no. Because he could solve problems all over the universe in 60 minutes or less with style, and also managed to get the girl, so imagine what you could learn from a guy like that.
First experiences can be defining. Can you cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you?
The first time that I lost someone in my life, that was a defining experience. You know, we all go through that at one point or another. And that was one of the most significant experiences that
Can you recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do?
That one's easy.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were opened to something you were previously blind to? And can you describe this moment?
I had a near-death experience when I was younger, so that opened my eyes and quite a bit, and took a long time to recover from. So it just taught me a good lesson about enjoying the time that we have here. And emphasize that, you know, it truly could be gone tomorrow. So something I never really thought about.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing the most right now?
Soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate somewhere.
Nice.
Why not, right?
Where would your hot tub be? Where would you like to be the most?
Anywhere but here, at this very moment. My current state is fine. It's a great state.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
That's a tough one. My best friend, she always finds some way to make me laugh. Can't go wrong spending time with her.
What is your approach to life?
To understand that, you know, you may only be one person in the world, but, you know, mean the world to other people. Life's about relationships. You have to treat people well, have fun, and make the most of it.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome the difficulties during that period? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I'd go back to my recovery from the accident that I had. It was just a tough period of my life. It taught me to persevere and dig down and stay focused and try to stay positive, knowing that, you know, good days would be around the corner. And I use that to this day anytime I encounter any type of significant challenges or difficulties.
Can you describe your most rewarding experience?
That would be a combination of serving in the military and putting myself through school on my own.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I did. I loved chess and I loved Stratego. I loved to strategize. Had a lot of fun with my stepdad playing those two games. Clue was fun too. Not much of a Monopoly guy. I don't know why. Everybody loves Monopoly.
Takes too long.
Right. I was never a capitalist.
Who is your favorite actor?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Without a doubt, most talented guy in Hollywood. I will find you.
What is your favorite dinner?
Lasagna. Love pasta.
Nice.
What I don't eat it a lot, sorry.
Sorry. What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Many things in the military, which I won't mention. So I'll go with the safe answer, skydiving. That was the craziest thing I've ever done. It was a birthday present.
Would you do it again?
I would do it again. Yes.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Well, that one's easy. Hit snooze 3 times. And maybe run. I might run if I'm feeling up to it.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Read other people's minds.
What is your career or line of work?
I am an investigator.
Why did you choose that specific line of work?
I've always found government service to be a gratifying and rewarding experience, so I'm very happy to be working in that sector.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I believe in the mission. I believe in what we do every day. And every day is different. I love that. It's not monotonous, and I enjoy a tremendous amount of autonomy in what I do.
If you had to choose a different career, what would that be?
Ooh, definitely something in film production, writing, directing, editing, something like that. I love film.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you see yourself doing?
Hopefully I have a family of my own and continue to be surrounded by healthy, supportive, stimulating, and meaningful relationships.
Can you please describe for me what you would consider a romantic evening?
Ooh. I'm not too fancy, so nice dinner at home, cooking together, and some good music and a good movie.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Somebody who's honest, who's kind and thoughtful, loving, intelligent, great sense of humor, physically active.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
That's a tough question and depends on the person. It all depends. Everybody's different, so I do not know.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Because as a child of divorce with two non-biological parents, I know how easily it is, or I know how much love that you can experience from someone who's your non-biological parent. So, you know, I've seen a lot of arguments where people don't agree with this because of that, but I've experienced firsthand that you don't have to be a biological parent to love, you know, someone with everything you have. So that alleviated any concerns for me, and that's what I wanted to do.
Is there any message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yeah, no. I would just reiterate that, you know, that you can still have a wonderful relationship with step-parents, and I consider myself fortunate to have them in my life, and hopefully, you know, you do as well.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4606.